You know what, dear brethren? I have to say, and I could weep, I don't want anyone to go with my daughter if it is only for your pleasure and fun. It's a horrible thing. And Boaz could say, you touch her not. Listen, you keep your hands to yourself, you know. You keep your hands to yourself. What is this? We're living in the 21st century and we want to adapt the methods of this world. You know, you go, you see boyfriend, girlfriend. What is this? It is something that is real. Young sister, if you are seeing a man that likes to you know, everything, you stay away from this man. I'm telling you right now. I am telling you right now. You keep your hands to yourself. Young brother, if you see sister that, hi, and you know what? You keep your hands to yourself. Just imagine you're sitting in a room, and I'm going to be very realistic here, young one. Just imagine you're sitting in a room like this. Well, that one was my boyfriend. Oh, and he was my boyfriend. Oh, and him over there was my friend. And oh, man, over there was my boyfriend. Come on. It's really mockery, you know. It's really mockery. Boaz knew what's God's mind. And he will tell his young man, you better make sure that you touch her not. And this is what is said of Rebecca. She was one that will make sure that in her life, she's going to keep pure conditions and she's going to stay pure before the blessed God until that perfect time comes in. And you know what happens in the past? Happens in the past. We can always start fresh and say, from now on, from today on, I am going to keep pure conditions in my life. I'm not going to allow the enemy to test me, to tempt me in these things. I'm going to stand and honor my Lord. And I'm going to wait until He brings me the right man. And I'm going to wait until He brings me the right woman. This is how you honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's keep things pure. Let's keep things holy. Let's keep things from the Scripture's perspective, not from a human's perspective. So when you come to the features of the men, it's almost the same thing. All these features are the same. It was said of these young men that they were warned, touch her not. Keep your hands to yourself. And you know what? There is nothing wrong of looking at somebody and that somebody might, you might think that's the right person. There are different ways to get to know that person. It doesn't have to come to start functioning like the people of this world.
Amen.
Let's keep things pure and holy. These young men also were capable men to draw a pitcher of water. And I'm going to say this. I always enjoy Caleb very much. Caleb had in his heart his daughter. But you know, because he loved his daughter, he said, listen, whoever will go and fight and possess that piece of land, I will give him my daughter to be his wife. Listen, young men. As a father, I'm speaking. If the Lord kept us here and Catherine grows up and somebody wants to come and, you know, I feel for that person. That's another story. That's another story.
I do too.
I feel for him. I truly, you know, what are you going to do? But I want to tell you this. As a father, you can rest assured. You can rest assured. That's my advice to my daughter. Honey, you better make sure that this man has spiritual exercise. I'm being very honest with you. I will advise my daughter, you make sure that this young man have spiritual exercise. That this man loves spiritual things. That this man is not going to miss the Sunday night meeting for the Super Bowl. That this man is not going to miss Tuesday night meeting because there is a nice show on TV. CSI and this and that and everything else. You better make sure. You want to have a nice relationship? Do you want to have a godly relationship? You want to have a beautiful, sacred relationship? You better make sure that this young man loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And that young man desires to honor Christ in his life. And young man, the same exhortation goes to you. You're looking for a godly sister? That's wonderful. Wonderful. But you better make sure that that sister you're looking for, she's a sister that is born in the household of faith. She's a sister that enjoys the Word of God. You know what? The first time I came to the States, the New Jersey States, I went to New Jersey. I said, "Where are you going?" That's, you know, my cousin brought me here. And he lived with me 3 months. He couldn't take it. He went back overseas.
I understand that if you went to New Jersey.
Yes, yes. But I want to say this, and I'm just bringing a thought. I said, "Where are you going?" So he said, come on with me. So we see some young people, and my wife happened to be there, and I said, in the beginning she didn't think I knew how to speak English. I still don't, but so every time she talked to me, "John, how are you?" And I would say, "I am fine." But you know what? She told me, "We're going to Pathfinders." I said, "Wow, that's a good vehicle." Because the first time that Pathfinders was mentioned to me, I told my cousin, "Oh, that's a good vehicle." Because I'm thinking of the Pathfinder car. But then they said, yeah, come along. And I have seen and I observed young men and young women taking time on Friday night. Not going out, "Hey, let's go on a date." It's good. I'm not all about talking against dates. But you know what? I was touched. I've seen young men and young women not going out for fun and not going to the theater and not going to watch a movie. They're going to Patterson. Going to Patterson for what? To pick up kids. Kids? Okay, we'll go. And we went to neighborhoods, trust me, you don't want to be at. And these young men, that was 16 years ago, these young men and young women are driving their vehicles and putting kids in their cars and bringing them to something that we call in Wayne, Pathfinder, just to bring the Word of God before these children so that these children will be saved and hopefully they will be won to the meeting. When I saw that, I said, man, this is true Christianity. This is really wonderful thing. So I want to say this in closing. There's many other things, but I want to say this in closing. It's wonderful to be here. I remember when I was a young man looking at this girl and looking. There's nothing like it. There's no relationship ever like a relationship that is circled around the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing like it. And there's no relationship is so sweet, sweeter than when a godly man and a godly woman that are looking for the Lord and looking to the Lord to guide them and help them as they await to know what's ahead of them for them together. Pray. Pray. The Lord will give you peace. Will give you direction.
Amen.
For the right person. Mm-hmm. Please, take it to heart. It's the Word of God.